Amen. We do want to say thank you to Felicia for that video. Wasn't it awesome?
Amen.
Thank you, Felicia. Amen. We love you, Felicia. Amen. Hallelujah.
Terrence, to balance us out on the signal, number three is the mic that I'm on. Just kind of turn it up just a little bit so that the signals will be going out even. All right. Well, at least you can tell what the title of the message is,
yes,
I think,
amen.
From the bulletin.
So yes.
What's the title of today's message?
We've come this far by faith.
Together,
amen.
We've come this far.
Together.
By faith.
Together. High five your neighbor, amen. And say together.
Together.
Together. Together. Together. Together.
Amen. Go ahead.
All right, let's join our hearts in prayer. Oh, we praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank you for the privilege of knowing you as our Lord, our Savior, our King, our friend.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, thank you for this privilege and joy today to be able to celebrate 20 years of journeying together.
Yes, Lord.
Truly together we've come this far by faith.
Yes,
leaning
Lord.
On you, Lord, trusting in your holy word.
Yes,
you've
God.
Never failed us and you never will. And so we thank you, oh God, as we now actively listen to the preaching of your word. Lord, that you, oh God, would continue to fill us with all joy and peace as we trust in you so that we may overflow with hope by the power of the precious Holy Spirit. So speak, Lord. Encourage hearts today, oh God, and continue to lead and guide us, Lord, as you would have us to go and to be. Make it so is our prayer, and we give you thanks and praise ahead of time in the mighty name of Jesus, and all God's saints join together to say, amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Saints, one of the reasons we have gathered here today is to recognize that we have been on an incredible 20-year journey together, seeking to know the will of God through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Together, we have come this far by faith because when we started this journey, we did not know who would be here at this point 20 years later.
Amen. Some of us went home to be with the Lord. Amen. Some of us went out to serve God in other places. Praise God. For some of us, we're yet praying to return to the Lord. Amen. And for some of us, we've been here on this entire journey. Praise God.
Amen.
Others of us have been added and joined along the way, and we praise God for you today. And we know that God is not through with us yet.
Amen.
Hallelujah. High five your neighbor and say, neighbor, God is not through with us yet.
God
is not through with us yet. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. And for this we say, thanks be to God. Hallelujah. Together we make up Glenville New Life Community Church. PCUSA. Amen.
Amen.
Praise
Amen.
God.
By faith, we did not know what our circumstances would be when we arrived at this time and place. Would we be a dying church or would we be a thriving church? Would we be a church struggling to pay our bills or marching forward with our finances because of our generosity with our giving? We have arrived at this place and discovered that God is able to meet all of our needs
Thank
in
you,
Christ
Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Amen.
You.
Because
Praise
we
your name,
are
Lord.
Learning and are yet learning to give out of a love for God.
Hallelujah.
And for this we say, thanks be to our
thanks
God.
Thanks be to God. Thanks Amen. Be to God. Thanks be to God. And saints, we say by faith. Everybody say by faith.
By faith.
By faith. By faith. Because we did not know how God was going to choose to use us and to use us in the difference in the lives of others. We didn't know what kind of church would we become. Would we become a church that just concentrated mainly on ourselves? Or would we be a church that concentrated on the community? Or would we be able to dream big enough that we would be able to reach people all over this whole wide world? Hallelujah. Amen. We say by faith, saints, because the technology we use today to reach thousands of people all over the world, it did not exist when we began this journey. Hallelujah. How many remember Cynthia? Cynthia was the machine that we used. Praise God. Cynthia, she went to the hospital and eventually died. Hallelujah. All right now. And then God has blessed us with this awesome band. And we've got technology that's just, you know, right with what's going on today. And we thank you for that, oh God. And you know what, saints? God has allowed this ministry here on this corner to reach people on 6 to 7 continents in the world. Hallelujah. We touched 6 to 7 continents. Thanks be to God. Hallelujah. For this we say thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, one of the tragedies in life is waiting for an event to happen before we begin to enjoy life. We begin to say, boy, when I get to be a teenager, man, when I get out of high school, when I get that first job, when I get married, when I have kids, when these kids are out of here, when I get that promotion, when I get my degree, when I retire. You know, it's great and it's all right to look to have specific moments happen in our lives.
Yes.
But saints, the reality is those moments are not where most of life is lived.
All right now. If you notice, saints, Jesus said, I come that you might have life, life, and have it more abundantly. Amen. Jesus did not say, well, just I've come that you might enjoy some events, amen. Come follow me for this event or come follow me to this or that place. Jesus just said, come follow me. Hallelujah. And saints, Jesus came to show us how to have life in him to the fullest on this entire journey. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen. You see, life is a journey in the same way reaching the 20th anniversary has been a journey.
It's been a journey.
And what makes today special is not so much that the day occurred, but what we have celebrated along the way.
Hallelujah.
I want you to think and remember all the ways in which Jesus Christ has touched our lives. And we have found God to be true and faithful over and over and over again.
Hallelujah.
For the past 20 years.
Amen. For instance, saints, have you ever thought of how many people you have smiled at singing, smile, God loves you. Come to think of it, I love you too. How many people have you blessed by sharing your smile with someone? And then smiles came right back at you. Amen. And then how many souls have you blessed by telling them, the Jesus in me, whoo, loves the Jesus in you, and the Jesus in you loves the Jesus in me so easy. Amen. You know, you can't even count how many people you have blessed singing that song too. Hallelujah. And we have been encouraged, saints, greeting each other in Jesus' name. And we've been told to love ourselves so much that we can love one another so, so very much. Hasn't it been good, saints?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. There's been healing in them smiles. There's been healing in them their hugs. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
As we recall 20 years of singing those songs in our minds, we see faces that light up. We see smiles that still live on in our memories. We see eyes that sparkle, and we see us all loving and hugging each other. I want you to just think for a moment. Close your eyes and think, who comes to mind when you think of singing one of those songs? Who do you see looking back at you?
Hallelujah.
Because each time you did, you unknowingly made a difference in somebody's life. You see, your smile was the smile of Jesus to them. We have come this far by faith with smiles on our faces and joy in our hearts because we've been enjoying this journey God has called us to
Hallelujah.
Be a part of in this
Praise
ministry.
Praise your name, Amen. Lord Jesus. Praise your name. Saints, indeed, we've come this far by faith, remembering that when others push children aside, Jesus said, allow the children to come unto me. Saints, do you know the number of little children that have poured out of this place, Glenville New Life Community Church? They poured out of this place into the world to make a difference for Jesus Christ, praise God. And as pastors and as a congregation, together we have touched so many young lives for Jesus Christ. And we thank you, Lord, for that privilege today. It's been an honor, Lord, and we say praise your name. Some of you, you grew up in Pastor Rick and I's home on the weekends. Hallelujah. Amen. And when you needed your hair done, Pastor Rick was the one that did your hair. Isn't that right, Latoya? Praise God. God is good. Amen. And it's just so exciting because now we have some of your children who are growing up in our home on the weekends now. So children's children, and it is a joy. Amen, Pastor Rick. Praise God.
Sometime.
Hallelujah. All right, praise God. Praise God. Amen. We've been here to see a couple generations, and you're still looking good, Pastor Rick. Hallelujah. Still looking good there.
Praise God.
Praise God.
You weren't looking good.
Yeah,
praise God.
Praise God.
You know, we as pastors, we have been so blessed by
the little children.
You know what a joy and honor it is in this journey to hear you be in church and all of a sudden you feel something grabbing you down there at your legs and you look down and you see these beautiful little eyes looking back
praise
up at you.
God.
Waiting for it to
so
be picked
precious.
Up for a hug or waiting to be picked up. And our youth, they make us so proud when we go to their schools and they are so eager to say, this is my pastor
praise
to
God.
Their teachers
oh,
and to their
praise
students.
God.
And
praise
most
God.
Of the time when we are at the schools, it's under positive circumstances.
Most of the time.
Most of the time.
Praise God.
Every once in a while, we have
Amen.
To be there under
yeah.
not so positive
and
circumstances.
That's all right, too.
And that's when they say, this is my pastor.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Praise God.
Amen. Saints from summer camps. All right. You part of that say, woo! Summer camps to costume parties. Amen. From choirs to cheerleaders. From big brothers and sisters to youth worship and pioneers. From dancers to supper programs. And then from plays to parties. We have enjoyed this journey with the young people of Glenville New Life Community Church.
Amen.
It has been our honor. Young people, it has been our honor. Saints, do you know that two of our angelic voices who started out singing, they were ages 3 and 4 up here in their little white choir robes. They went, both of them, to historic black colleges. And each in the same year were runners up to being the college queens of their campuses. And we were so proud and are proud. And that meant that they represented their school and represented us. Time and time and time again, amen, all over the country. And we are so proud of what Glenville New Life Community Church has produced and sent out to the world.
Amen. Our young people, these she mentioned, are just a glimpse of the kind of young
just
people that God has raised up through this 20-year
journey.
Oh, we're
so proud of all of you.
Many of our youth are now professionals in their own right, making a difference for the kingdom of God.
Some
of them have become pastors.
Yes.
Some of them have become teachers.
Yes.
Some of them are preparing to be lawyers.
Yes.
Some of them are in the medical field.
Yes.
God has just
praise
been
your
awesome
name, Lord.
In what
we
he
say,
has
thank
been
you, Lord
doing.
Jesus. Thank you for our young people. Oh, praise God.
But what has truly made this journey
praise
with our youth
name, Lord.
A joy has been the return of the youth who are now adults making a difference in the youth of those who are coming behind them. And some of those young kids that have grown up in youth worship classes and pioneers are now leading the music ministry, now serving as elders and deacons and
woo!
Teachers in the life of the
woo!
Church. For that we
hallelujah!
Say, to God be the glory.
To God be the glory.
Great things.
To God
peace
be the
done.
Glory. To God be the glory. Yes, saints, we've come this far by faith, knowing that each person who comes through these doors, saints, is important. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you are important.
Neighbor,
you are important.
You are important.
You're important.
You're important.
You are right. Important. Hallelujah. And each one who comes through our door is a potential gift from God in the making.
Amen.
Now, some of you came with gifts that have strengthened us as a church, and we just can't say thank you to God enough. You're doing excellent in your ministry. High five your neighbor now and say, neighbor, keep up the good work.
Keep
up the good work. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Keep up the good work. Keep up the good
keep
work.
Keep up the good work.
Hallelujah.
Some of you, you've come in here and you've been personal encouragers to us as pastors. You have said, Pastor Rick, Pastor Toby, I can't sing and I can't do this. But I can fix a cake and some collard greens,
hallelujah!
Some chicken and spaghetti.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! Woo! Praise
keep
your name.
Keep on with your ministry.
Please keep on with your ministry.
Keep the collards and
yeah!
the chicken coming.
Don't forget the pound cake.
And the pound cake and the sweet potato
That's
soup.
That's right. Amen. Thank
and
you.
The corn bread.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
You see,
thank you.
That's ministry too, and that makes Pastor want to stay another 20 years.
Amen.
Especially when you can really cook.
Amen. We thank
Amen.
You for keeping us. Thank you for blessing
Amen.
Us.
And those of you who don't have that cooking ministry, keep being an usher, keep being a singer.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. Leave that ministry to the cooks.
Praise God. He's bad, isn't he? Praise God. Amen. Amen.
I'm just trying to save him a little time.
Praise God. Well, saints, for 20 years, the message of our church has been, anyone who wants to come in and get to know Jesus, come right on in. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in here. Anyone. Anyone. Now, you may find bigger churches. You may find prettier churches. But you won't find any church any better in reaching people for the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. No church better than Glenville New Life Community Church. Hallelujah. Oh, saints, we've come this far by faith because we know that each of us, amen, each of us knows what it means to get a second chance in our lives. Every last one of us. Some of us needed a third, fourth, fifth, sixth. Amen. Hallelujah. But we all know about that second chance. God is the God of second chances. And we praise you for that today. And if God has granted us a second, third, and fourth chances, surely God would grant it to others. People need the Lord, and the Lord loves everyone and desires all to come unto himself. So it does not matter to us. Even if you leave and minister elsewhere, go elsewhere. If you decide to come on back, amen. Oh, come on back, praise God. Oh, we thank you, we thank you. We praise God for you more and more and more. Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Together we have come this far by faith.
By faith.
Seeking to love each other even in our moments of darkest hours and greatest need. We all have testimonies of what the Lord has done for us. You know, some of us, we went into the hospital and was not expected to come back out alive. But the prayers of the church went up.
Hallelujah!
And when they did,
hallelujah!
God came down and overruled the judgments and the opinion of doctors. And not only did we get up out of the bed, we came back to church and served God even more diligently
Hallelujah.
In the life of the church.
Thank
and
you,
for
Lord
that, we
Jesus.
Say thanks be to
thanks
God.
Thanks be to God. Amen. We saw one member go into the hospital who needed a heart transplant immediately, or death was certain. The prayers of the saints were going up. And to our delight, the answer from God was coming down. And a heart was made available just in the nick of time. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. You've been faithful, Lord. You've been an awesome God. And that member came home with a vision to make a difference in the life of the youth right here at Glenville New Life, and he did.
Amen.
And we praise God for him today.
There are other moments on the journey of faith in which we saw members who faced death, and their testimony was, I'm ready to meet Jesus. I don't want to take any more chemotherapy. I want to just enjoy the time that I got left. And they found an immense courage in their walk with the Lord, knowing that Jesus was indeed by their side. And we walked with them during the remaining weeks of their lives and had a wonderful homegoing service.
Hallelujah! Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Together, we have come this far by faith,
far.
Realizing that sometimes we are left with the question, why? Without a response from God, but just knowing that God is in control. We can recall that Wednesday night in which one of our members, young man on fire for the Lord, young attorney, just loved God, had a burning heart to try to reach these young people in our community. He was getting ready to come to Bible study, just about ready to go out the door, and he died before he arrived. And yet another one of our members who's doing okay, intending to come to choir rehearsal on Saturday, but all of a sudden took ill, and before we could really say much at all, was gone to be with the Lord, prime of life. And then we all rose up together and supported each other in our love and our witness for Christ when we buried four of our little children whose lives were claimed in that tragic fire. But together, we stood for Jesus.
Praise your name, Lord. Saints, God never answered the question, why, in those situations. But God did provide us with great grace and mercy. Amen.
Amen.
Mercy that got us through. And at times it's still, amen, still getting us through. Just touch your neighbor and say, God's mercy is still getting us through.
God's mercy
is still getting us through. It's getting us through the emotions of our life experiences. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. This 20-year journey has led us through some valley experiences, amen. As we said goodbye to some precious sisters and brothers in Jesus Christ who are now with the Lord. Amen. Oh, we've had some wonderful saints, amen, to journey together with, who are now in that cloud. They're cheering us on, hallelujah. Together we had buried our mothers, our fathers, grandparents, sisters, brothers, our children, many family members and friends. But with each home going, We as a church had the opportunity to be the arms of Jesus, to be the hands of Jesus to one another. Amen. And we got to experience each other in a slightly different way every time we went through together. And you know, saints, homegoing services here at Glenville New Life Community Church, they are special kinds of services. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Holy Spirit. Oh, thank you for being in our midst in such powerful ways. And you know, sometimes them homegoing services, saints, that's when we love each other the best.
Amen.
Praise your name, Lord.
Pastor Toby and I remember when a sudden tragedy hit our own family. Your response to us was to take off as much time as you needed to be ministered to by the Lord. That meant so much
Thank
to
you.
Us as a couple.
Thank you. Thank
you. Your love has made 20 years a good journey. You see, the pain we have known as a church has been part of the life that Christ has called us to have.
Thank you,
That's
Lord.
That's part
Thank
of that
you,
life.
Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your awesome presence. Amen. For your strength. Saints, on this 20-year journey, we have laughed together. Amen.
Amen.
In those comedy shows, we've got the best comedians right here at Glenville. Sometimes I just shake my head. They are so funny. We've had the best talent nights. Amen. This church is rich in talent. The best skits and the best plays right here. We still remember one of our skits as a family. It was a talent night. And as a family, we were kung fu fighting. Woo! Amen.
We looked better with our clown uniforms.
We had clown suits on. And the camera person didn't know what to expect, that we were going to come out like that. And they just let the camera go. I mean, it didn't even get videotaped because they were in shock. Because we were just... As a family, it was all of us. It was all of our children. We were all out there kung fuing, falling on the floor. Amen. So praise God. I'm glad in a way that didn't get recorded. But the camera person was in such shock. Hallelujah. But we've had so much fun together. Amen. And, you know, there was our portrayal as a family, one of the talent, Poor Folk Nights. We did Midnight Train to Georgia. Hallelujah. And Pastor Rick, oh, he gave up his hopes of becoming a world superstar evangelist. Amen. And then he sold his old car and headed back on that midnight train to Georgia. All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. And then, Pastor Toby, I made the decision to go back to Georgia with him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because I'd rather live in his world. Hallelujah! Woo! What you say? Then live without him. in my
eyes. Praise God.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
If she hadn't come somewhere in Texas, I would have jumped off that train and went back.
Praise God. Praise God. Praise God.
We have enjoyed this life on this journey in dance. We know what it's like to be upstairs singing when the Spirit of the Lord comes upon
yes.
my heart. I will dance
like
David
danced. Yeah.
When the Spirit of the Lord comes upon my heart, I will dance like David danced.
Yeah.
Stop! Hold on, we got to finish the sermon, Peter. We also
praise God.
Know what it's like to be downstairs line dancing with Pastor Toby and the Casper slide with a slide to the right and a slide to the left. Now crisscross. Now work it, work it, work it out. We also know what it's like to be upstairs in the end of one of Pastor Toby's sermon dancing to Lionel Richie's You Are. I got so much love, I'll never let go.
All the couples in the church got in the aisles, and we were dancing away. It was a beautiful sight to see.
You see,
thank you, Lord Jesus.
All of this has been part of the journey Jesus has given to us to enjoy life. One thing about us in Glenville is we know how to have a good time in the Lord. Amen.
A good time.
Good time
Amen.
In the Lord.
High five your neighbor and say, we know how to have a good time.
Know how to have a good time.
Amen. Praise your name, Lord. Saints, truly, we have come this far by faith with celebrations galore. There have been so many weddings here, small and large alike, that we have shared together as a church family. And there have been a host of baby showers. Amen. There have been births of newborns. There have been promotions. There's been high school graduations. There's been college graduations. There's been anniversaries. There's been proms. There's been prom send-offs. I don't know how many tears I've cried at the prom send-offs. Probably you all say, oh, here she comes. Oh, no. And then I'd be praying, and I'd be wanting to get in the car with the parents, too. But what I tell you every time, and the young people will attest to this, I say, be mindful of the Lord. Be mindful of the Lord tonight. Be mindful of the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, I've had so much fun at the prom send-offs. They've been a joy. I'm just so proud. And you all look so gorgeous in your suits and in your beautiful gowns.
Praise
it's been
God.
Just a privilege. And Lord, thank you, Lord, for the privilege of celebrating your goodness. Saints, God has worked through this awesome church family that we call Glenville New Life Community Church. Thank
Amen.
You, Lord. Praise
Amen.
Your name, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Now, if y'all look for me in them prime pictures, y'all won't see me.
I'm in everywhere. I try to go somewhere
and wait 30 minutes for somebody to show up. So she
was
crying for me when she was there with y'all.
I've cried for both of us. And then I just hate it when it's five of them in one night trying to get to everywhere. It's so hard.
Yeah, it Ooh. Was rough.
Yeah.
Bless you. But saints, what binds us together week after week has been our coming together for worship. There's something about this place when we gather for worship. And that something is the presence of God in the form of the Holy Spirit.
Thank you, Holy Spirit.
We have all had our moments during worship in which the Holy Spirit has brought tears to our faces, some of us almost every week. We have had those moments in service in which the song we needed to hear to get us through was sung.
Thank you, Lord. Thank
We've
you.
Had those messages in which Jesus spoke to our hearts and we knew we needed to make a change, and we went out of here determined to make that change for the Lord.
Amen. Saints are coming together for worship. Each Sunday is an act of faith. Just touch your neighbor and say, we come each Sunday in an act of faith. Amen.
We come each Sunday in an act of faith.
Hallelujah. Praise your name, Lord. We come saying, Here I am, Lord, to worship. Here I am to bow down. Here I am to say that you're my God. You are our God, and we love you. Saints, we come by faith with a belief that the great God of this universe is going to take time to recognize our hurts and our pains and our joys and our failures and our weaknesses, and that God is going to intervene into our lives to make us more of what God is calling us to be, to make us more like Jesus. More like you, Jesus, is our prayer. Thank you, Lord.
We come believing our scripture passage that we read today that says, he who began a good work,
praise your name, Lord Jesus,
will be faithful
to
complete it until the day of Christ Jesus. Though we celebrate the event of the 20th anniversary, the real celebration has been in the life that God has been imparting to each and every one of us along the way. So when people ask, how would you describe your 20-year journey at Glenville? All we have to say is, we've come this far by faith.
By faith!
Leaning on the Lord.
Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Praise your name, Lord Jesus. We praise your name, Lord Jesus. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. It's all about you, Lord Jesus. So, saints, let's join together to conclude this message. If you would you rise to your feet? And together, let's proclaim in song. We've come this far by faith, leaning on the Lord, trusting in God's holy word. God has never failed us yet. Saints, we can't turn around. Touch your neighbor. Can't turn around. Can't turn around, neighbor. Can't turn around. Here we go, saints. We have come this far by faith. Every day we're leaning
on the Lord.
And we're trusting
in His holy word.
For God has never failed. God
never failed us yet. Oh, victory is won.
and he's never failed us yet.
That's why we come this far by faith.
Every day we're leading,
leading on the Lord.
And we're trusting,
trusting in his holy word.
God has never failed.
God's never failed us yet.
Praise your name, Lord Jesus.